thanks to the, well, the massive global wave of K-content, K-dramas, K-pop, everything, the demand for really good Korean language teachers worldwide is just, it's through the roof right now.
It really is. It's not just a blip. It feels structural. The interest has completely outrun the supply of teachers who actually get both the teaching side and the cultural stuff that hooks learners.
Exactly. Which is why today we're doing a deep dive into a major that's trying to tackle exactly that, future-proofing this career path. You asked us to look into Central University's brand new 2026 program, the Korean Language Education and Korean Culture major. And looking at our sources, this is definitely not your standard language degree.
No, it looks like a really interesting formula they're trying out. It's not just language. They're actively fusing core teaching methods with cultural content, K content specifically, and even AI.
Okay, that fusion sounds impressive on paper, but let's, unpack Central University's thinking here. Why this three-part focus? What specific skills are they actually teaching, and what real-world advantages does this this very modern mix offer graduates?
Well, what's interesting is it seems like they've looked at where traditional language programs maybe fall short,
Yeah.
and built this one to specifically address those gaps. They're really trying to define what a language expert looks like in the 21st century.
So Central University seems to have two main goals here. First, obviously, develop real skill in effective Korean language teaching methods.
The teaching competence.
And second, build this deep understanding of Korean culture, including planning content tulten, which sounds like it could open doors to the creative side of Hallyu too.
Exactly. But the really distinct part is how they tie both of those to becoming an AI era educational expert. That's their term. It's a core part of the identity. Every student is expected to be, fluent in using AI in their teaching.
But isn't there a potential pitfall there? Like, relying so much on K content, which is, popular culture, could that mean sacrificing some of the deep fundamental linguistic knowledge for things that might just be trends? Why not just focus hard on the grammar and linguistics?
That's a fair question, and it seems to be the challenge they're embracing. Their argument, reading between the lines, is that language learning today is different. Motivation is just such a huge piece of the puzzle now. So if we look at why they see these three pillars, language, culture, AI as essential, their strategy kind of clicks into place.
All right, break down that necessity for us, pillar by pillar.
Okay, so pillar one, culture, specifically K content. That's the hook, the motivator. They believe future language education just has to use cultural context to keep learners engaged.
No fun, no learning, sort of.
Pretty much. If someone's learning Korean because they love BTS or a certain K drama, the teacher needs to know how to leverage that professionally, not just ignore it. Trying to teach in a vacuum without acknowledging those drivers, it's like pushing uphill against, boredom.
So the culture provides the energy, the why.
Exactly. Then comes pillar two, AI technology. They seem to recognize that without AI tools, making education efficient and crucially scalable to a huge global audience, that's going to be really, really hard.
Right. Efficiency and expansion, you mean reaching more learners?
Precisely. Think teaching potentially millions online, not just 30 kids in a classroom. AI is key for that kind of reach and personalization at scale.
Okay, that tracks. So the bottom line is, this fusion language skill plus cultural literacy plus AI use isn't just nice to have, it's mandatory. It's how they plan to capture both student interest and teaching efficiency.
That seems to be the core strategy, yes. And it implies that maybe older, single-focused language degrees are becoming a bit, less competitive in this global market. And you can tell this was built with an international audience in mind right from the start. Their official materials are already out in English, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Japanese.
Oh, wow. Okay, so global from day one. All right, so 4 years to master language pedagogy, cultural analysis, and AI tools. That feels ambitious. Like, how do they actually sequence all of that? Let's look at their four-stage roadmap.
Yeah, it's very structured. They break it down. Year one is foundation. Year two is theory establishment. Year three is practical deepening. And year four is field application.
Okay, year one foundation. What jumps out there?
Digital literacy.
Yeah.
Right away, they get students using generative AI tools like ChatGPT immediately. It's not treated as something scary or to be avoided.
Interesting.
No, it's framed as a fundamental tool for academic work, writing papers, making presentations. They're using it to build skills. I mean, thinking back to my language studies, AI wasn't even a concept in the curriculum.
Right. Totally different
So
world.
yeah, this immediate focus on AI as a learning tool is a big departure from, traditional language or literature programs.
So AI is foundational before they even dive deep into advanced grammar. But what about year two, theory establishment?
Year two is about building that solid academic base. You've got Korean linguistics, grammar, literature, but also, really importantly, contrastive linguistics.
Contrastive linguistics, so comparing Korean to other languages.
Exactly. And it's not just academic, it's about understanding why certain learners struggle with specific things. Why does an English speaker find Korean particles tricky? Why might a Japanese speaker mix up certain politeness levels? It helps teachers anticipate problems.
Ah, practical theory. Got it. So after building the theory base, year three must be where the practical skills really kick in.
Precisely. Year three is all about practical, hands-on skills grounded in second language acquisition theories. They do deep dives into teaching methods for everything: pronunciation, grammar, vocabulary, reading, listening,
Okay.
plus really practical stuff like how to evaluate student progress, and even how to develop your own textbooks or teaching materials. The real practical work.
And that K-content methodology you mentioned, how do they actually teach students to turn, say, a webtoon into a viable lesson?
Yeah, this is key. It's not just passive consumption. It's about educational recreation, Hunter. Students learn to critically analyze K-dramas, webtoons, music, whatever,
Right.
and then figure out the specific teaching methods to use that content effectively, like maybe taking a short scene from a drama and building an entire lesson around the intermediate level vocabulary used in that specific clip.
So they become creators of teaching materials using Hallyu, not just fans watching it.
Exactly. That's the goal. It connects the cultural hook directly to the teaching objective.
Okay, makes sense. And finally, year four, field application, the finish line.
Sort of the launch pad, really. It culminates in mandatory teaching practice, internships. This is where they have to apply everything they've
All
learned.
the theory, the methods, the content skills.
All of it. They'll be developing actual customized materials for real learners, building their own professional portfolios. The idea is they graduate not just with a degree, but with tangible proof of their skills, ready to show employers.
Okay, this sounds like a demanding program. What kind of student are they actually looking for? Who thrives in this kind of environment, balancing linguistics, culture, and tech?
Well, they list five key qualities. Obviously, you need a real passion for language and culture. That's foundational.
Yeah.
But beyond that, they stress having a global mindset,
Meaning.
being able to, understand and communicate effectively across different cultural backgrounds, essential for teaching diverse learners.
Makes sense. And the tech side.
Crucial. Curiosity about new tech, especially AI, and importantly, an investigative attitude towards using it in education. They need to be genuinely tech-friendly, not just tolerant.
Okay, and action-oriented.
Yeah, that means being able to take abstract theories, like from second language acquisition, and actually turn them into practical things, like a workable lesson plan for an online course. Practical application.
Right. And I guess the fifth quality is that creative spirit, using K content in new ways for teaching.
Exactly, that creative pioneering spirit for planning educational content. But, probably the single biggest draw, the major career advantage they highlight,
What's that?
is the ability to get the official Korean language teacher level 2 qualification
Oh.
just with this undergraduate degree.
Whoa, okay. That is huge. Because normally getting that level two certification takes graduate study, right? Years more school.
Often, yes. Or significant proven experience. So getting it straight out of undergrad saves a lot of time, a lot of money. It's a massive head start.
That gives graduates a serious edge in the job market right away.
An enormous edge. It's a powerful tool for immediate employment. Now, the question remains, of course, can Central University actually sustain the resources needed for effectively teaching three distinct tracks, linguistics, cultural studies, and cutting-edge AI simultaneously at a high level? That's a big commitment.
It's a very valid point. The execution needs to match the ambition. But if they pull it off, the career paths seem really varied.
Oh, absolutely. Graduates are positioned to step right into jobs as certified Korean teachers here or abroad, maybe at places like the Sejong Institute, or they could pivot into the Hallyu content industry itself, planning content, writing, maybe translation. Educational research is another path, or further graduate studies.
And you mentioned the public sector earlier.
Right, roles in government or local city offices, working with international residents, cultural exchange programs. And because they'll have that level two cert,
freelancing becomes much more viable.
Exactly. Highly certified freelance teaching, maybe building their own online courses for a global market. It's designed to open doors across multiple sectors that need that blend of language, culture, and modern reaching skills.
And it looks like they're planning support outside the classroom too, which is important for a new major finding its feet.
Yeah, they mentioned plans for active support for student groups, things like volunteer teaching clubs, study groups for the certification exam, K-content analysis societies, even team projects developing AI-driven teaching tools.
Building a community and practical experience.
And mentorship programs, too. Trying to build that ecosystem for practical experience and, you know, networking. #, #, outro.
So wrapping up this deep dive, it really looks like Central University's new major is a very systematic, definitely future-focused attempt to cultivate a new kind of education expert, one who merges deep Korean language skills, sharp cultural content understanding, and crucially, AI tech fluency.
I think the two biggest takeaways or attractions are that integrated approach, education plus culture plus tech, working together, and that very practical benefit of getting the level two teaching qualification right out of the undergraduate program. That combination is powerful.
It really is. So we'll leave you, the listener, with maybe a thought to chew on. As AI gets more and more integrated into education, how does the role of the human teacher need to change? Does it shift away from just delivering information, which AI can do pretty well, towards something deeper, like focusing more on understanding cultural nuances and building real empathy with learners?
And maybe adding to that, you could also consider the responsibility involved. When you use something as powerful and, frankly, emotionally charged as K-content for teaching, what kind of ethical considerations pop up? What cultural sensitivities or potential biases do educators need to be really careful about navigating? Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thank you.